This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's actually a way that anybody can play football, which could be defined as kicking a football around with their feet, but it's quite different from the running game. If played properly, it can be played safely by people even in their 80s, and some of our players are in their 80s, and they come along, they get a bit of exercise. Maybe they haven't been footballers in the past, but they soon develop a few skills late in their life that enables them to join in. It's a good way for people of an age to get a bit of exercise, and there's also a very important social element to it in terms of mental well-being, because it's good for people, you know, in the autumn of their lives, where maybe social contact is contracting rather than expanding. You know, if people retire, they lose touch with their work colleagues. And we have quite a few people in the group that attend on Thursday mornings, which is a session run by the Trust. And it's a really important part of the week, because it might be the only time in the week they get out to see people.
You've got a marathon event coming up, I believe. Tell me a bit about that.
On the 2nd of May, a few chums along with myself are running a fundraiser for the Community Trust, specifically to raise funds for the disability football sessions run by the Trust. And we are playing a 12-hour five-a-side walking football marathon. There'll be two teams of about 40 players. And to demonstrate how inclusive it is, each team or squad will be made up of players aged between 12 to 84, men and women, boys and girls, players with or without disabilities, physical and mental. And at any one time, there could be a combination of any of those players on the pitch. We're hoping to raise £15,000.
How long has walking football been about? Has it been around for ages and I just didn't hear about it, or is it quite a new thing?
It's definitely becoming more and more recognised as a sport, the enjoyable side of it, as well as whether people want to compete or not, and the benefits it has socially and mentally as well. So I'm glad it's becoming more recognised, for sure.
Loneliness, particularly in the last couple of years, has become such a big thing, hasn't it? Particularly for older people. So I'm guessing this must really give them a boost.
Yeah, so we were holding these walking football sessions pre-pandemic. And it was recognised that the quicker we could get these sessions back on, the more people wanted to just socialise more than anything. Really, really important we did that safely and consistently. And yeah, we were so happy not only to get the football sessions back on, but re-invite the guys back down to the Abbey Arms at Cambridge United so they could have a chat and a tea and a biscuit. So no, it's much, much better now.
And Nigel, just give me a flavour of the kinds of things. People sitting there listening, thinking, oh, this sounds interesting. What sort of things will you get them doing when they come along?
They'd be part of a team and they're trying to get a ball from one end of the pitch to the other end of the pitch by passing without running. It can be played competitively. There's a definite lack of competition on our Thursday morning sessions because we feel it's more inclusive, it's more enjoyable. We have ladies in their 60s and 70s that have never played football in their life. They come along and they join in and they learn to play. And in answer to your earlier question, I think it started in about 2012.
Right.
It's played in 50 countries around the world. And I would guess in the UK, there are probably over 1,000 clubs. Walking football play competitively is maybe slightly different to the sessions we run at Cambridge United, in as much as there's a real focus on the mental well-being, and we are less picky about people's ability. There will be some football clubs where it's the old Sunday morning footballers putting their shin pads on again and kicking lumps out of each other. The Cambridge sessions aren't like that.
Vicky, how many people have you got involved in this at the moment? Is it growing?
Thursday morning, if anyone just wants to come down to the Abbey Leisure Centre, it's always sort of buzzing around with people, having conversations. There's two pitches. One that Nigel's talking about is the very strict sort of walking football. And then there's slightly less strict, perhaps a little bit of running. alongside it. So people have got that flexibility. If they want to try either one, then they can. But if they want to move across to the other one, that's totally fine. Exactly what Nigel said about inclusivity. It's just come along, get involved, give it a try, whatever your ability, and you'll be welcomed by us.
And Nigel, you did touch on the ages of some of the people involved. Just typically, what's the age range? What does it go from and to?
Officially, we're an over 50s session.
Right.
On the slower pitch on Thursday mornings, they're 60s, 70s. And then we've got Marshall, who's 84, recently married, and just fits in perfectly. He also demonstrates he has played football in the past. His brain is still quite quick, but his body's not quite so quick. But, you know, it's all part of the fun. And I think, importantly, it's a very friendly environment. You know, although we count the goals that are going in at either end, I guarantee nobody remembers what the score is. If somebody gets called for a foul, it's normally accidental and they are so apologetic. It's probably the opposite of what we watch on Sky Sports when teams are sort of laying into each other. It's really designed to be accessible and inclusive to everybody.
And do you run throughout the year or do you have seasons?
These sessions are on throughout the year. The Community Trust put on. So other than very rare occasions, we try and put it on as often as we possibly can.
And are you inside or outside or a bit of both?
We were inside during the winter pre-pandemic,
right?
Outside during the summer, but when the session started again, sort of during the pandemic, nobody really wanted to go indoors because by virtue of our age, we're a relatively vulnerable lot to the dreaded COVID. Yeah. And certainly chatting amongst people, you know, they're oldies, you know, we're tougher. We don't mind being outside in the winter. And you do move around enough, you know, to stay warm.
Yes.
There's quite a few of us that wear Fitbits, and you know, it's a workout that's equivalent to playing tennis.
Well, I think you've both done a great job actually at promoting it. So, Nigel, thank you, and Vicky, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on and chatting.
Thank you, Ian.